In the Jewish calendar is Shabbat Shirah, the Sabbath of Song. And I know that you have been as moved as I by the songs and the prayers, by the music, and the spirit that we have experienced this morning. But I want to remind you why it is called the Shabbat of Song. It's because after the Israelites crossed the sea, this morning we read, Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, so Moses and the children of Israel sang, and Miriam played an instrument, and people danced. And you have to ask yourself, how is it possible that after hundreds of years of slavery in Egypt, the Israelites knew any Hebrew songs? And I suppose the answer is what you saw this morning, which is that there are people who are custodians of the song who won't let it go. That in Egypt, late at night, there were mothers who sang to their children. That there were fathers who sang while they worked, that they didn't allow slavery to crush their spirit. They still had a song. And this comes together so powerfully and poignantly with black slavery in America, because you know that a big part of the legacy of music in America is the music that began in America with the slaves that was handed on in the African American community, that became part of our collective musical legacy because there were mothers and fathers who didn't allow their spirits to be crushed by the cruelty of others, of the Egyptians, of the slave masters, and still they sang. So we remember all those people who still sang. Do you remember how it was that they identified children after the Holocaust, after the Shoah? All these children who were scattered in orphanages all over Europe, some of them in Catholic monasteries, some of them in secular orphanages, and they wanted to locate which children were Jewish children who had been hidden and saved by their parents. So Jewish aid workers went out throughout the orphanages of Europe and they walked among the children, and you know what they sang? They sang Shema Yisrael, and all those children who could finish, they knew they were Jewish because those children, night after night, when they were young, sang the Shema together with their parents. Song goes to the soul. It's the way we express our joy, our triumph, but also our sadness and our grief. We sing at funerals and we sing at weddings. We sing in praise and we sing in sadness. An aged man is but a paltry thing, wrote the poet Yeats, a tattered coat upon a stick, unless the soul clap its hands and sing. That's what we did this morning. We clapped our hands and we sang. The Talmud tells a legend about the king Chizkiyahu. It said he was a wonderful king, and God was going to make Chizkiyahu the Messiah, but the reason he didn't was because Chizkiyahu couldn't sing. God worked a miracle for him, and instead of lifting his voice in praise, he stayed silent. And God said, I can't have a Messiah whose spirit has no song. That's what we celebrate this morning. We celebrate redemption, not final redemption. We haven't gotten there yet, but all the little redemptions along the way. And the people who brought us those redemptions. The people whose spirit had a special song. God bless them all. Lift every voice and sing.